Geological Evaluation, William Edwards, 16374-12413, copy to NOE, N-O-E, Nieves, N-E-A-V-E-S, MD, fax 972-644-7056. William is a 37-year-old Dallas resident and software engineer who is referred by Dr. Noe Nieves for neurological evaluation. He is currently being treated since 11-2107 with a diagnosis of schizoaffective disorder, which he has been fairly stable on his current regimen. But prior to his treatment with Dr. Nieves, he had been hospitalized at a state hospital for paranoia. He has been on a number of antipsychotic medications in the past, including Novane, comma, Zyprexa, comma, and mood stabilizers such as lithium, copper, and Depakote. Apparently, for the past 3 to 6 months, comma, he has had a cognitive decline, which has affected his work. Difficulties include talking fluently, comma, word finding difficulty, comma, difficulty with focus and attention, comma, and problems with recent memory. He has more trouble completing tasks at work that previously were easy. He has trouble writing software. His thoughts are less fluid and slower, and he has greater difficulty understanding the written language. This began insidiously without perceived pain event, no concurrent illness or other constitutional or neurological symptoms. It has been slowly progressive. There's been no significant change in his medication. He denies headache, diplopia, dysarthria, focal motor or sensory symptoms, bowel bladder dysfunction, or gait disturbance, no heat sensitivity, seizure activity, complex partial symptoms, or syncope. His wife states that he snores loudly, but he denies any excessive daytime somnolence except his current Zyprexa makes him a little bit more sleepy, but it clears by the morning. He has had no fever, chills, stiff neck, rashes, arthritis, or myalgias. New paragraph pertinent history includes a history of cerebral concussions playing football in high school, and a most recent concussion associated with a motor vehicle accident 6 to 7 years ago. An MRI of the head at that time was reported normal. He did not have an EEG. He denies any change in his depression, paranoia, insomnia, or anxiety. No tick bite or toxin exposures. New paragraph, past medical history, medical schizoaffective disorder. Gastric ulcer disease. Depression with anxiety. anxiety and panic attacks. Surgical, none. Allergies, none. Medications, Zyprexa, 10 milligrams. Trazodone, 100 milligrams. Ambien, 10 milligrams. Family history. Maternal grandmother with alcoholism and depression. Maternal aunt with migraines. Paternal cousin with multiple sclerosis, diagnosed in his mid-30s. Two sisters, 31 and 46, with no medical neurological disorders. Social history, does not smoke and rarely drinks. No illicit drug use. He lives with his wife. They have no children. He has some college. He is a software engineer. Comprehensive view of 13 major symptoms, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, pulse 80, respirations 14, temperature ephemeral, neck supple, no meningismus, no endopathy, chest clear, heart regular rate and rhythm without murmur, neurological examination. His modified mini mental state examination shows mild to moderate impairment at 12.5/20, parentheses normal greater or equal to 17/20. He recalls one item spontaneously, one given, one recalled by category, and two recalled by a choice of three at 3 minutes. He cannot spell world backwards. He can do 0 7s. He is arranged a month and year. He can name only 4 fruit in 10 seconds. There's no constructional apraxia. Proverb interpretation is insightful. No language disturbance. He was able to name, repeat, and comprehend. His affect was blunted. He did not have depression or anxiety. Cranial node 2 to 12, except for intact. Motor, normal strength and tone. Reflexes, intact with a right Babinski and a left palmar mental reflex, sensory intact, ulnar dalvis, coordination and gait normal, including tandem, mild impairment of single leg stance on the right. New paragraph impression, subacute encephalopathy, semicolon, especially left frontal region. New paragraph, he presents with a 3 to 6 month history of incidentally and slowly progressive cognitive impairment characterized by slow mentation, comma, difficulty with focus, comma, recent memory difficulties, comma, and mild problems with learning new material. His physical examination is unremarkable. His modified mini mental state examination confirms mild to moderate dysfunction, especially with recent memory, but also slowing of mentation. His neurological examination shows evidence of left frontal lobe dysfunction with a positive left palmar mental reflex, comma, right Babinski, comma, and mild impairment of single leg stance in the right. New paragraph plans are discussed thoroughly with the patient. You will proceed with appropriate laboratory studies, including SED rate, CRP, TSH, B12, homocysteine. You will do an EEG and an MR of the head with gadolinium. We will follow up in 4 to 6 weeks to review the workup. Other studies that might be considered would be a sleep study, lumbar puncture, and PET scan. Depending upon the results, we may proceed, as you suggested, with neurocognitive testing. New paragraph, thank you for all my patients' care. Next is Christina Hull, H-U-L-L, 10361, 124. 13. 2. Diana, D-I-A-N-A, Logan, L-O-G-A-N-M-P. Fax 214-645-8238. Christina is a 36-year-old Richardson resident. Wiley, Texas resident. Diana Logan for a second opinion regarding her multiple sclerosis. I had previously diagnosed her in the mid-2000s. I had previously seen her in the early 2000s to 2007 and diagnosed her with relapsed remitting multiple sclerosis. And her last office visit was 2007. She had previously been seen by my deceased colleague, Dr. Kulpana Rao, since 10-26-01. I mean, Gita Rajan. When she presented with a central nystagmus. I do not have records from my prior evaluation, but they are pending. Preparing for current problems. current concerns began in October 31, 2012, when she developed some increased mid-back pain and tightness at 14 weeks intrauterine pregnancy, associated with numbness and tingling involving the left leg, arm, and left side of the trunk. She saw her OBGYN, Dr. Bruce Roberts. Declined IV cyclomedrol. Her symptoms continued, developing bilateral hip flexor spasms, comma, increased anxiety and stress, comma, and burning neuropathic pain in the left leg, comma, weakness of the right leg, comma, cortical right hand, comma, and unsteady walking. A MRI of the brain without contrast on 11/29/12 showed that the brain parenchyma contained at least 15 T2 hyperintense lesions scattered in the corpus callosum, deep white matter, and subcortical white matter of both hemispheres. The largest was an ovoid 10 by 14 millimeter lesion with radial orientation to the right frontal horn, a white matter lesion in the inferior right cerebellum. The impression was multiple brain lesions consistent with multiple sclerosis plaques since the prior study of 7/13/12. There was a large lesion appearing in the right frontal white matter and another in the right cerebellum. An MRI of the cervical cord from 11/29/12 showed that the right half of the cord at C4 was enlarged and a T2 hyperintense appearing over only the right dorsal column. There was a less conspicuous lesion in the right dorsal cord at C2. This was consistent with an active multiple sclerosis plaque. C4. New paragraph. She saw Dr. Angela Bates Flores and eventually on 12/1/12 she was admitted to Zale Lutsky Hospital and underwent 4 days of IV cyclomedrol with slow improvement of her symptoms. She's also found to have a severely low iron level and low potassium. She was put on a leave of absence from work, which she does utilization review for United Healthcare. She had 2 additional days of IV cyclomedrol on 12/14 and 12/15 and was put on FMLA on 1/3/13. Her symptoms have improved, but she continues to have fatigue, anxiety, widespread aching pain, especially in the mid-back. to generalized itching. She is seeing a chiropractor, massage therapist, but that has not been helpful. She continues to have severe anxiety and fatigue and feels overwhelmed with her pregnancy, her full-time stressful job, and having some marital difficulties. Her past neurological history is notable for a diagnosis in 2006 with onset in 2001 with nystagmus and possible INO. Other symptoms include intermittent tonic spasms of the left index finger, an episode of right leg and left hand paresthesias associated with lumicine. She has begun Copaxone in 2006 and established care at UT Health Science Center Department of Neurology MS Clinic in May of 2008. In November of 2008, she developed an acute sinus infection and was treated with course of antibiotics. Shortly after that, she had a left facial droop that was worsened and was associated with slurred speech and received a 3-day course of dexamethasone, 80 milligrams BID, which caused some depression and anxiety. In March of 2011, she developed numbness and tingling in the right arm and trunk with improvement after a 3-day course of dexamethasone. She restarted Copaxone, but felt that it worsened anxiety and later stopped it. In August of 2011, she developed significant band leg tightness along the back and trunk and received a 3-day course of Bisomedro with improvement of symptoms. She briefly started Rebif in November and again in December, but developed sinus infection, depression, increased myalgias, and subsequently stopped it. At her last visit with Dr. Flores in August of 2012, she complained of frequent band-like chest tightness, which often makes it difficult to breathe. She received a 2-day course of Isomedrol and noted temporary improvement symptoms. She was last seen at the by an NP on 11-1-12 who recommended continuing counseling for her anxiety and called over the psychiatrist. It was okay to take the peace bar, but she did not take it due to her pregnancy. She was last seen in the MS clinic by PA Megan Orchard on 11-29-12. She's had occasionally urinary leakage, recurrent numbness of the right arm, difficulty with writing, and fatigue spasms in the back area. Past medical history. Medical. Migraines. Relapse remitting multiple sclerosis. Migraines. TMJ syndrome, depression and anxiety, hypothyroidism, possible POTS, mildly dilated aortic root and ascending aorta, chronic anemia, iron deficiency, surgical non-reported, 4Gs, sulfa, tetracycline, diclofenac, medications, prenatal vitamins, family history, non-contributory, except migraines and sudden seizures during childhood, no history of MS in the family, social history, she is a registered nurse, she is married, she has 2 children, she does not smoke and occasionally drinks, no illicit drug use, comprehensive review of 13 major symptoms, unremarkable except allergies, irregular heartbeat, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 90, respiration 16, temperature 8 febrile, neck supple, chest clear, heart regular rate and rhythm without murmur, musculoskeletal, no post-responsive process tenderness, myofascial dysfunction characterized by tenderness, spasm and palpable trigger points localized mainly to the bilateral intestinal dorsi distribution. Straight leg regurgitation negative. Peripheral pulse is full, no skin lesions, no erythema or swelling of the joints. Neurological exam, she is alert and oriented with normal language, cognition, and mood, except moderate anxiety. Cranial nerves intact, motor, mild quadriparesis in a prolective pattern, upper extremity, proximal 5, distal, right 4 plus, left 5 minus, lower extremity, proximal right 4 plus, left minus, distal, right 5 minus, left 4. There was mild to moderate spasticity in the lower extremities, right greater than left. The primary response was flexor, no palmar mental reflex, was flexor, mental reflexes, moderately brisk on the right, no clonus, right, bilateral, the flexor response is no palmar mental, sensory intact, all modalities, coordination, no intention, postural or resting tremor, no dysdiakinesia. Gait, she's able to walk 25 feet in 6.5 seconds with no assist. New paragraph impression number 1, relapsing, remitting, multiple sclerosis, semicolon, on no immunomodulatory drug therapy, due to current pregnancy, semicolon, clinically unstable with frequent relapses in the past 6 months, comma, active lesions documented by imaging studies over baseline, including lesion, comma, right inferior right cerebellum lesion, comma, and right focal cord swelling and T2 hyperintensity at C4. my colon responding well to IV solumedrol, but with side effects with dexamethasone. New paragraph plan, long discussion with patient. Due to her moderate to severe stress, current active disease, fatigue, current active disease, and pregnancy, comma, it would be in her best interest to take a leave of absence from work until her pregnancy, until her delivery occurs. We'll continue to be aggressive with IV solumedrol during her pregnancy. And I've given her the option of using intravenous immunoglobulin therapy as well. When she has finished breastfeeding, comma, then I would put her on a more a second tier drug such as Tysabri or Gilenya, since the Copaxone has not been completely effective, although there is a question of full compliance, and she had significant side effects with Rebif. She has not been, in fact, she has not been fully controlled on Copaxone, comma, she has developed anxiety with it, has not been 100% compliant, as well as had significant side effects with Rebif, including increased myalgias, fatigue, and depression. Either Tysabri or Gilenya would be appropriate, and we'll need to check her JC virus antibody titer to help make a decision. I've also given her a referral to massage therapy for her myofascial pain in the mid-thoracic area. I've urged her to continue to see her psychotherapist and psychiatrist for management of her anxiety. And follow up with her urologist, Dr. Gary Lamack, regarding her recent urinary incontinence. She'll make a follow-up appointment in 2 months.